Shannon Acker. I'm a general surgery resident at the University of Colorado, and I'm here with Drs. Paula Parada and Becky Britt to discuss their role in the Young Fellows Association of the American College of Surgeons. So we'll just start out and let you guys introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about both your professional and your personal lives as well.
So my name is Paula Parada. I am an acute care surgeon at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Locally, I am the fellowship director for the Surgical Critical Care Fellowship in the Surgical and Trauma ICU, and I'm also very involved with my ACS chapter, and I am involved, thankfully, to the mentorship of Dr. Britt, Rebecca Britt, in the Young Fellows Association as well. Personally, I have a husband that is also my partner in surgery, and he's a clerkship director at Virginia Commonwealth, and we have a six-year-old, and we're super happy with our lives as surgeons and as a couple.
And I'm Rebecca Britt. I'm a general surgeon and an acute care surgeon at Eastern Virginia Medical School in Norfolk. And I have been there 12 years on the faculty. I'm the associate program director for the general surgery program, and I'm the director of surgical simulation for our department as well. I have a number of roles in the college as well. I'm currently the president of the Virginia chapter, which is a great chapter that we have been really lucky to be involved in, both starting as young surgeons and then moving up in the leadership there. And I've also been on the YFA for the national organization for the last 4 years. I'll have one more year in that. I've had the opportunity to get involved in quite a few fabulous programs through the YFA and have really loved it. And personally, I am married. I have 3 children, 12, 10, and 7, a dog, 2 nannies, and really have been lucky with that as well.
So many surgeons become fellows at the college. Why have both of you chosen to become more involved with the college and its programs?
I think because we live in Virginia, which has a really strong chapter, we both got involved at a young age in our practice in the state chapter. I have excellent mentors within my own department who are very involved in the college, and they helped me realize some of the benefits of involvement.
Yeah, I think also the college represents the voice of the surgeons in one way of ensuring that you have a voting, how your voice is perceived locally, nationally, internationally, is getting involved with the college early. I feel that it's a great opportunity to find mentors, a great opportunity to network, as well as to make a difference in many things in surgery.
So both of you are involved with the Young Fellows Association. What are your current roles with the YFA, and how did you get selected for those roles?
So I have been chairing the advocacy work group for the YFA. I've been doing that for the last year. Prior to that, I was on the education work group helping to put together proposals for the meeting. And when you're on the YFA council, you get to select to work under one of the pillars. There's a communications pillar, education, member services, and advocacy. And our advocacy work group was really sort of looking for ways to invigorate that work group and to get young fellows more involved in advocacy. So we've made ourselves now the advocacy and issues work group, and really have had a lot of fantastic energy, I think, from young fellows, not just on the council, but participating in conference calls monthly with ideas of how we can really educate young fellows on the importance of advocacy. The other roles that I have on the YFA are I run our YFA mentor program, which Paula actually assists me with as well. And through that, we match people who are YFA members with senior leadership of the college. This is our 4th year this year. We'll have 25 pairs again this year. The other new exciting program, Shannon, that I know you're involved with, is we're putting together for the first time at the American College of Surgeons this year in 2015 a speed mentoring program where we have 120 people participating, where we have 60 mentors made of both young and senior surgeons within the ACS, and we're matching them up to 60 RAS members to do a speed mentoring project where each member will get to have 5 interactions. So I'm really excited about that as a new project that we're doing in collaboration with the RAS and Women in Surgery.
And I help with the education pillar of the YFA, and the mission is inclusion of all the things that we think is important that we need to be educated on, as well as inclusion and empowering young fellows, which are anybody that is fellow of the American College of Surgeons and is up to the age of 45. So make sure that we represent our interests and the things that we want to be educated on. And I also help Dr. Bree with the mentorship program.
So I know you spoke a little bit about the SPEED mentoring project. Are there other projects from the past that you guys have worked on that you're really proud of, that, you know, just past issues or work that you were able to bring into the attention of the college and its fellows that you're proud of?
I think our mentoring program has been extraordinarily well received. Jen Rosen was the initial person running that program, and I took over from her. And we've, through that process, matched over 100 young fellows with senior leaders in the college. Many of our college presidents and past presidents, regents, governors, and have really taken a role in trying to reach out to the young fellows. So I think that's a fantastic project. With the advocacy work group, we had a very successful advocacy breakfast for young fellows at the most recent Advocacy and Leadership Summit, where we were able to create a space for young fellows to network amongst themselves who shared a passion for advocacy. So that was, I think, another really successful thing that I was involved with.
I think also you should mention the video. There's a wonderful video that the YFA put together about what it means to be a surgeon and making sure that we understand that we can be complete, we can have families and still be great surgeons, women, male, diversity, encouraging the involvement of younger people and nationally, internationally. I think those things are also very important, and they're missions of the YFA. The amount of involvement of young surgeons in the college has increased thanks to the work of the YFA as well, and as well as diversity. So those are important things that the YFA works on in daily basis.
I think that the college has recognized that the young fellows should have a voice, and we have been very hard working as a committee on having a voice on lots of different committees within the college, and have actually tried to make it more of an open process for people to. Under our current leadership this year, we recently just put out a call for people to apply for positions on multiple different committees within the college. And I think they had over 95 applications for the 10 committee spots that were open from young fellows. So trying to make it not just open to the people who are actually on the YFA council, but open to people who are young fellows who are interested in being involved. And I think the YFA council feels our responsibility is to make those opportunities available to people.
So both of you are really busy with your clinical obligations, other professional responsibilities at your home institutions, as well as your families. How has being involved with the college given meaning to your life or meaning to your professional careers? And what has being involved with the college in your current role meant for you personally?
So I would say for me, being able to help with these mentor programs and open doors for people to find opportunities and to find mentors and to for me to be able to allow people to meet each other that wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity, I think it makes all the work we do on these programs really worthwhile. When people come up to me and say, oh my gosh, thank you so much, because of you I met so-and-so and so-and-so, and now this wonderful thing has happened to me, I think it's very rewarding.
When you're a surgeon and you want to serve your patient, you can serve your patient immediately by taking care of that patient, and you can serve more patients by taking that thing that you're doing a little bit further with leadership, and you achieve that by engaging in associations. The biggest and most rewarding for me is the American College. I have found mentors and people that, without any other interest than helping me reach my goals, have devoted their time and their interest in helping me guide my career, and I really appreciate that. And those are things that I would never be able to repay, the depth of people guiding me through what I wanted to do. And I think that helps us have an impact beyond just the bedside. And many issues in advocacy to help us grow and have more support for surgeons, and quality improvement projects in education. So because as you improve education and allow innovation, patient care will also be better in the long run. So I think it just brings everything together, and by having the YFA and improving opportunities for everybody, it becomes something that is feasible.
So would you both encourage other residents or young fellows to become involved with the college, and how would you recommend they go about doing this?
I absolutely encourage residents and young fellows to get involved in the college, and I think one of the things that people like Paula and I need to do is to show people the opportunities that are available. I strongly encourage people to get involved in their local chapter. We're really pushing from the YFA to make sure there's a YFA representative on every chapter. We actually spoke with Patricia Turner yesterday about that at our council meeting, just to make those opportunities available. I think on a national level, RAS is extraordinarily open in their ability to be involved. And in Virginia, actually, we had some residents form a state chapter of RAS. They're one of the first state chapters of RAS, and it was extraordinarily successful at our last meeting. They had their first state meeting. We had residents representing all of the programs in the state, and they have really, really enjoyed the opportunity to do that. So I think figuring out if your local chapter doesn't have a strong presence, then what are you interested in? Reach out to the leaders there. I've found people in the college to be very welcoming when people say, I'm interested in helping or I want to get involved.
Yeah, I think local chapters is the way to go, because I think many, many, many trainees have the great opportunities to have mentors in their institutions, but there's many people that don't have that opportunity. And by having networking the local chapter, there's somebody that is not that far away that can help you either clinically or in research or guiding your career or finding out balance issues. Somebody that you can talk to and in the same time get involved with the college and provide with opportunities for, as you receive it, give them back.
And I think for the young fellows, the other thing I should say is that we've made all of the work groups open to whoever wants to be involved. And we have a community for each of the work groups that's available if you ask to be involved with it. And we have open conference calls that are done by phone, either monthly or bi-monthly, for each of the work groups. So for the advocacy work group, we usually have about 15 people who are on those calls, of which three of us are on the council, but the remaining people are just people who have said, I'm really interested in doing this. And we've come up with projects that they've been able to take on and lead. And I think that's been fantastic. Again, thing that has happened with the YFA is trying to be a little bit more open and inclusive to people who want to get involved.
That's great. Thank you all so much for taking the time to come and meet with us today. We really appreciate you sharing your experiences.
Thank you.